Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 28 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 26 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 26 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Cloudy. 26 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Cloudy. 26 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Cloudy. 25 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Clear. 22 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Cloudy. 21 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Sunny. 19 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Sunny. 20 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Sunny. 20 degrees.
Okay, A9S, XH, New Berlin, Wisconsin. Good morning.
November 8th, Romania Hotel, Tila. K8KCI. K8KCI, N8RHK. K8KCI, K8KCI, N8RHK. Nothing heard, N8RHK monitoring.
Good morning, 1100 hours. Cloudy. 21 degrees.
K8KCI, K8KCI, N8RHK.
N8RHK, N8TVE, morning.
N8TVE, good morning, Dave. How are you doing? N8RHK here.
Oh, coffeeing up and trying to get my game plan ready for the day. What are you up to?
I got my daughter up this morning, got her breakfast, medicine and stuff, and then she brushed her teeth and she wanted to lay down, so here I am. I was just, I was listening to one of my talking books, and then I was also listening to music.
Well, can't go wrong listening to music. What were you listening to?
them was one of them was Ozzy. They had a, I didn't know, they had a, what was on TV about the last four, I guess, remaining, maybe it was Black Sabbath members. But anyways, the Black Sabbath members. But anyways, they did a double album and they called it Reunion. Paranoid, that is such a neat sound, neat sound, but it's a fun song to play. N8RHK.
Yeah, there you go. I think that, a classic now, ain't it? It's got to be about 40 years old or older.
Oh, yeah. That's me. You know, pretty much everything. So you have no idea what's on your agenda for today?
Well, I've been messing around with the batteries. I need to go down and take a gander and see how they're doing. Stir up the wood burner. Take out the trash. Tomorrow's trash day, so I get to mess around with that. Go and find some firewood and start getting the bills ready to go out. End of the month is coming, so I got to pay the bills and go to Myers and then wait for spring.
And once it comes, before you know it, boom, it'll be gone. You'll start getting cooler. I was with a friend of mine yesterday. We had gone to Owosso, and it was cold. With that wind blowing, especially.
Now the last I seen last night, it was 22, and I was just looking at the thermometer, says it's 24 out right now, so a chilly day, but at least it's not snowing or anything else, so talk to Jeff lately.
Well, by text, he's cutting wood, but he told me he'd have it on 147240, and I called earlier, but I didn't hear nothing. Hold on, Dave. K8KCI, N8RHK. K8KCI, N8RHK. Nothing heard, over to NATVE.
Well, he's probably doing something. I'm sure if he was listening and heard us out here, he would be saying howdy or something to that effect. But I haven't heard them out yet. I've been listening for about half hour, 45 minutes to the repeater. And 10 meters is dead. Not very much. I heard a guy in Italy, and that was about it. So, get on 10 meters this morning, did you?
No, I didn't. Got up, took my shower, and wasn't long after that, you know, fixing some coffee and stuff, and then, you know, wouldn't you know it, my daughter's up. So my day started.
Yeah, I was up for about an hour at around 6:30 and didn't hear anything. Didn't know if Russell was out there or anybody else. Things have been quiet in the morning, so I didn't know what was going on. It's been a week or two, I think, since I've talked to Russell. He's usually out there, at least talking to Bob, KA5NYN or whatever his call is, in Barrington, Michigan.
KD5MYN. Yep. He's in the woods too. He might be more woods. Yeah, he's more woods than I am.
Well, there's advantages to living in the wood. You got something to burn when it gets cold, and it's easier to find a deer during hunting season.
We've been here probably a good 45 years, 46, maybe 47, I'm not sure. But lost my train of thought right there on what I was going to say. You'll come back.
Well, you were saying that you've been living there for around 45 years, and I would assume that Bob's been living in his place for quite a while. I don't know how much land he owns, but hopefully he's got some land there that I don't know if he farms anymore. It sounded like he used to farm years ago.
I don't know, could have been. I know that for, my God, years on end, he's, you know, a trucker. And, you know, for what I know, boy, in some of those hills that he says he goes up, and then when you come right back down, how steep it is, and it's so steep going up, and then it's just like almost a straight shot down on the other side. And then in the wintertime, with the roads like that,
Well, hopefully you head south when the weather gets bad and doesn't have to contend with all that. But this year's been a good year for having the roads messed up in Michigan. I'm sure there's been a slew of accidents. And if the damn plow trucks would slow down when they go by here, my mail might show up and not be wet in the mailbox. But they take their damage and toll on the mailboxes when they blast down the road 50 miles an hour and you get hit by 500 pounds of snow. So that and the driveway is always fun to have to clean out. I don't usually have to contend with it, but you get company coming over and they get in. Sometimes they can't get out. So, looks like we got a little bit of snow last night. There's a dusting worth out there on the deck. Nothing worth worrying about. Tomorrow it'll probably be melted and gone, hopefully. NATVE.
NARHK. Yeah, I let my shepherd out this morning. I got the back there fenced in. And, I mean, on the deck it was, you know, it was okay, but away from the house, whatever, let alone the front of the house, I have no idea. I'd don't think it's going to be a snow Joe day for me.
Well, that's good. Don't have to go out there and contend with it. I have to wander out and do a few things, but it's just another day in the country. So, bring in enough firewood to keep the place warm for a day or two, and hopefully it gets warm here again towards the end of the week. See what happens. I'm going to go to Meijer's on Thursday and see if I got any money left in my wallet when I get out of that place. I noticed the price of things are not coming down. I'm not sure when that's ever going to happen again, but it is out of my control.
Yeah, it doesn't do a whole lot of good for one person. I mean, it's, you know, people are individuals. They have to stick together. You know, that's... But, I don't know, a lot of people complain, gripe, and bellyache about stuff, but, you know, if they can do something about it, if they can't, well, I guess... They must like to bellyache and gripe and complain. NRHK.
Well, I got some coupons. I'll go through the sales flyer and see what's worth buying. And if it's on sale, it's fair game. Just besides the fact I got to go to the vets and get some food for the animals. And I'm going to take a trip to the doctor's office here and get my prescriptions renewed. So, it's, yep, I need to have more money for my allowance.
Oh, yeah. There's nothing's never wrong with anything like that, having a better allowance. Yeah, I doubt seriously if this is a snow Joe day or even close to it.
Well, I guess it depends how much coffee you drank this morning. There looks to be less than a half inch out there, so that's a good thing. I wouldn't worry about it. Throw some salt down on the deck if it needs to be, and I don't know if you got a regular shovel, but that's good exercise too.
Yeah, I go out there with, I got a regular shovel that I really like, and I use at times. It's not the long straight handle. It's got the hump coming up over it. I know they probably have a name for it, but that is really nice, I mean, for shoveling. Much better than just a long straight handle.
Yeah, that's the kind I got. It's got a handles above the snow blade about 5 or 6 inches. Makes it so you don't have to give your back such a workout. Easier to lift and throw the stuff. But I am, it's going to stay right where it's at, excuse me, for today. Although I do have to fire up the tractor and deal with running the can down to the end of the driveway. So that'll be a whole nother thing. The battery on the tractor is reaching its last leg. So I'll probably have to haul the battery charger out there and give it a few minutes to get it fired up and I am out of pellets, so I'm going to have to swing by Tractor Supply and see if they got any. Last time I called, they were out, but they were supposed to be getting a truck in on the weekend. I'll give them a buzz before I buzz over there. But yeah, try to stay away from Walmart. Every time I go to Walmart, I think they're a better deal than Meijer's, and it ends up that they're more money. So, if I've got extra money to spend, I might as well go to Jack's. Jack's has usually got cheaper on their vegetables and fruit. Their meat is better quality, but costs more money. Although I haven't had a steak for a while, I'm in the mood for a nice ribeye.
You like your ribeye steak, don't you? NHRHK at 11:30.
Yeah, NHTVE. It's my preferred choice. Not happy about paying $14 a pound for a ribeye, but I'll look around. Either Jack's or Meijer's sometimes are on sale. I like a porterhouse if worse comes to worse. If I had the money, I'd like to have a piece of tenderloin with some bacon wrapped around it. Throw that on the grill, that's a good meal. But finding tenderloin on sale is a trick. Nixon's down there in Brant once in a while, they'll go on sale for $8 or $9 a pound, and that's a bargain. The only thing is, you don't know what you're getting until you get it home and get it out of the package and start trimming it up. But you can get 5 or 6 meals out of a tenderloin, as long as you got a bag of potatoes.
Yeah, that sounded good. Ribeye with bacon wrapped around it. Aluminum foil. Throw some onions in there, some other stuff. Chunks of garlic. Oh, yeah.
Well, I just refilled my propane tank and put it on the grill there a while back. So if it gets warm enough, fire up the grill. Only thing is, in the winter time, it takes twice as long to cook something. You make sure you set the timer properly, and I don't usually cook meat in the house. Go out on the grill, and that's the best way. So, did you find a way to get to where you got to go to play when you're playing?
Well, if you're talking about me playing the nursing homes, no. No, I haven't found anybody yet. But the one thing that's nice is that they said, but, you know, when you do, you know, please give us a call back. So I thought that was cool.
Yeah, they makes it easier when they're going to pay us, so that's good. Get out of the house and get a couple of bucks in your pocket for your trouble. I don't know if Jeremy, I know he Ubers, but I don't know if that would be something he would do for you.
think so. He's got, you know, what he's doing in the mornings there. Well, mine's in the afternoons, but still, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, I haven't heard him on 10 meters for 2 or 3 weeks. Hopefully he's okay.
I was on Simplex last night, but I had to do something or whatever. But anyway, y'all had to use the facility, and when I come back, I asked Jeff, I said, where'd Wedge go? He said, well, apparently he must have cleared out, but Jeff didn't hear nothing. The Phantom.
Yep, 1 minute he's there, the next minute he's gone. I've caught myself talking to myself several times. Yeah. If you don't say something every 30 seconds, he finds something else to do.
So you're saying his attention span isn't that long?
Well, that, maybe. I usually, though, like on 10 meters, he'll be there and he just clears out and I'll ask him a question and I'm waiting and waiting and waiting for a response. And he don't even say goodbye, he's just gone.
I guess you could say it's the nature of the beast.
Well, there you go. I'm, stand by for a minute if you would. I want to, refill my coffee and ATV.
Yes, sir. N8RHK. K8KCI K8KCI N8RHK. K8KCI K8KCI N8RHK.
N8RHK N8MJI.
You can come back again.
November 8, Mike Japan Sierra, Mike in Grand Blanc. How you doing, Stormy?
Hey, I'm doing good. You're coming in here sounding real good.
Hey, copy that. Yeah, I'm picking up the repeater. Halfway decent down here today. I heard you out there as I was scanning. Just wanted to say hello.
Hello, sir. Been a long time since we talked. Yeah, you don't have to jump in and jump out. You're more than welcome to stay there.
Yeah, I just got done shoveling the driveway. I just got home from work about an hour ago. I shoveled the driveway, and man, we got quite a bit of snow down here, about, I would say, at least 3-4 inches.
I think they're talking, just talking about an inch maybe up here. I haven't been out yet.
I'm not sure if the person that you're calling is out here or not. I'll let you call him again there. I'll stand by. N8MJS.
K8KCI N8RHK. You on frequency, Jeff? K8KCI at the woodpile. Are you on frequency? I heard N8RHK. KCI. There you are. Yep, I'm in between. I just, I want to go out and get in the Ranger and turn the other radio on, and hopefully you can hear me on that one. You're coming in real good. I mean, to, well, yeah, well, I'm on my face right now. I ain't even made it out the door yet. been putting wood on, and now I gotta go cut it, so. So, give me 10 minutes, and I will be checking back in. Yes, sir. K8 to KCI will be 73 and clear on this space going to the mobile. K8 KCI NARHK with N8MJS.
Yeah, I'm actually gonna I'm gonna jump out of here too, Stormy. I just wanted to say hello to you. I got some stuff I gotta do. I still gotta do some work on the computer and all that. But I'll be in here. I just won't be able to talk back and forth. I'll just be monitoring. So have a good one up there. And it's good hearing you out here in the daytime for sure. 73 for now. N8RHK and 8MJS.
Before you go, what kind of radio are you talking on?
I'm on an ICOM 9700. It's a 100 watt VHF UHF all mode. It's similar to the 7300, but this is just VHF UHF. It does satellite too, but I don't use those functions. I do SSB and all that. It's kind of like a glorified TS-2000 without the HF, but I like it. I like it a lot. I'm running 100 watts right now. It's probably too much, but I got the 13B2 up there about 66 feet. I'm kind of pointing your way. At least I think I'm pointing your way. I think the antenna is loose up there on the mast, and the wind blows it around, so the beam heading on the rotator control is never right. So I got to get that addressed in the springtime, get somebody up there and tighten it up if that's what's going on. Something's going on because it's always changing heading on me when I don't use it. Like, I'll leave it in the north and I'll come home and it's in the east. So something ain't right with it, but it's probably just it's loose on the mast. So that's what we're running here. All right, I got to run 73 and 8MJS.
Hey, yeah, sounding good for what I'm hearing. Okay, take care. Nice hearing you. N8MJS, N8RHK.
Okay, A9SXH.
Good afternoon, Terry. K-A-9-S-X-H, N8RHK.
Hey, good afternoon there, Terry, too. I was just passing through the room. I haven't heard you in a long time. Good to hear you still out here.
K9SXH,
N8MJS, 73.
You too, Mike,
73. Hi, Stormy. Hi, Mike. And, oh my goodness, we got a lot of activity in the repeater this morning. Does that sound nice, doesn't it? Currently by me it is sunny and... yeah, boy, I don't know, maybe 20. It's windy, it's cold. I ain't been out yet. Very soon, though, I'm going out with my dog, and I don't plan on really warming up much out there. Back to you, K-A-9-S-X-H, Terry.
I've got 22. With a high today of 29, cloudy skies through the day, chances of snow flurries. Yippee-yay, cow patty. Okay, somebody else want to pick it up for Terry? Go ahead. This is N8RHK.
Real quick, Stormy. Well... it is time for me to get ready to go out. And I think I finally have enough ambition to do that, so I will make this my last transmission anyway. You take care. Have a great day. We'll catch you again. This is Terry. K-A-9-S-X-H.
All right, Jerry. You take care. Be safe. Sounding good as always. K-A-9-S-X-H. M-8-R-H-K-7-3.
K-8-D-C-I. How about it? M-8-R-H-K. Get a copy.
Who is that to come in here?
R-H-N-H-K, this is
K-A-T-C-I,
got a copy?
Yes, I do. Boy, big difference. But yes, I do.
Well, tell me, because this is a brand new installation, so I have no idea how it sounds.
Nope, you're coming in to me. I mean, you're sounding good.
Okay. Just never know. This is just a little Volvo unit here, so we're just talking on a UTV, and I have no ground plane, so we're trying.
You're doing a real good job. Doing a real good job.
So how is the noise and background and all that stuff, anything?
Your voice, if there is, it's way above it.
Right, I just meant mine as far as my transmission staticky or anything.
There's a little bit of, you know, if you're moving in different directions that you might be moving it to if you are moving.
Yeah, that's a 10-4. I mean, yeah, that's what I'm doing. I am mobile, going through the woods and trails and everything else, so I'm sure it's a little different.
I don't know for being mobile right now. No, you're doing great. Yeah, you get the normal thing what you would get, but no, I have no problems copying you over.
Okay. Yeah, this thing only puts out 25 watts. It's just one of them little teeny tones. But it is a dual band, and it is small and portable and works good for out here in the farm.
There you go. That's the main thing.
You had a crowd out there talking to you this morning. That's good.
It's totally different for me talking on a repeater. I mean, it's, well, like I say, since, you know, the band, since COVID, and then my driver passing away, they're not having any driver now that the nursing homes have stopped, so I got more time for my ham, you know, and for so many years I never did, because I was always going with my music when I was in the Saginaw circuit.
Well, we'll try to get you back in there, so... Let me say, before summer hits here, spring hits, I'll be more than happy to run you there to warm them or something, so make it happen. But, maybe tomorrow we'll head over to gym, so I didn't get on this morning.
Okay, I can give them a phone call and find out if tomorrow would work.
That'll work.
He wants to know what time.
Feels good after Val gets there.
Roger. Okay.
Okay, well, I'm going to be up doing some cutting, so stay tuned. I'll be having a radio on. It's KKCI. We'll be clear and stand by.
Yes. You're doing real good, especially when you stop. Yeah, definitely good. All right, take care out there. Talk to you later. K8KCI, N8RHK73.
Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Cloudy. 22 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 23 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 24 degrees.
Okay, A9SXH, New Berlin, Wisconsin. Good afternoon. KA9SXH. KA9SXH.
Good afternoon. 15. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Sunny. 25 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 25 degrees.
YVF Mobile. KC8 YVF Mobile. KC8 YVF Mobile.
Good evening. 1800 hours. Cloudy. 23 degrees. Good evening. 1900 hours. Cloudy. 23 degrees. Good evening. 2000 hours. Clear. 20 degrees.
This is KE8AHW reaching out to KCAYVF.
AHW, this is KC8YVF.
Hey Ron, I don't know what's going on. It looks like I'm back on the air. But every time I key the mic, the radio shut down.
Okay. Got a power issue in there someplace, or the mic not making contact. One thing you might want to try, just turn the radio off, unplug the mic or unscrew the mic depending on what type of connector's on it, and screw it back in and make sure that it's getting a good contact, especially if it's been sitting for a while. Mine does that every once in a while too.
Okay, well we're going to start in a few minutes. I did monkey around with it. I'm hoping we'll make it through for tonight. But if mine cuts out, if you don't hear from me, if you could step in, I'd appreciate it.
Absolutely, sir. No problem.
Good evening. 21 hours. Clear. 18 degrees.
Attention all radio operators. Please stand by for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. My name is Randall May. My call sign is KE8AHW, and I will be acting as net control for this evening's net. This net meets on this repeater every Monday night at 9 p.m. on a frequency of 147.240 megahertz with a PL of 103.5 for the primary purpose of handling traffic, making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow radio operators, and general fellowship. This is a directed net and is open to all radio operators. When checking into this net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, speak slowly, I'm slightly dyslexic, provide your name, location, and let me know if you have any traffic or an emergency. At this time, I would like to take check-ins from those operators who are mobile, on short time, or that are in and out. If that's you, please call now.
Kilo Echo 8, Papa Charlie Quebec, KEHPCQ, Dave Bay City, I will be in and out.
Kilo Charlie 8, Victor Oscar Alpha, Rick, Saginaw, check me in and out please, Randy, KC8, BOA.
This is Benny EUI, Tom, Saginaw Township. I'll be in and out tonight, Randy. Thank you very much for doing in that tonight.
Okay, Randy's been having some problems with his radio cutting out on him. It looks like he might have dropped out again. We'll give him a moment. This is KC8YVF. Okay, we'll continue on with Echolink stations. Do we have any Echolink stations for the net? Call now. Okay, we'll continue with regular check-ins. Regular check-ins, call net control now.
It's DAZ, Mini, Bert, no traffic.
KAKCI, Jeff in Oakley, no traffic.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Delta Quebec, Mike and Saginaw, no traffic.
This is NAKPR, Bob and Franklin Township, no traffic.
This is KD8MMH, Mike, Carlton Township, no traffic.
This is NANTN, Beaver Township, Doug.
This is Dave, WADW, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
Okay, let me run down the list that Randy started out with. As I repeated, Randy called me earlier, he was having some problems with his radio. He was going to try and do the net tonight. He started out okay. Looks like the radio dropped out. We'll give him a chance here at some point to try and get back in it as well. From the in and outs, we have KE8PCQ, KC8VOA, and N8EUI. All were in and out. I'll check myself in as the next operator after that as secondary net control. From the regular check-ins, I have KD8PAZ, K8KCI, KF8EDQ, NAKPR, KD8MMH, N8NTN and W8DW as our regular check-ins. Do we have any additional check-ins for the Savaro Monday night net? Call now. Okay, we'll go ahead and get started with Mini, KD8PAZ, standby, KAKCI.
Good evening, KD8YVF. This is KD8PAZ, and I hope Randy can get his radio fixed there and get back on here. But say hi to everyone else on the net here tonight. It's good to hear everyone in here. Went and had my blood test done, and they're just checking the A1C on there. And then I went to Myers and bought myself another puzzle, so I've been working on that this afternoon. So it's a 1,000-piece, so it'll take me a little while, but I'll get her done. And with this is KD8PAZ, back to KC8YVF.
All right, Minnie, I know you will get it done. That's not the issue as far as that. I look forward to the images again you always put up on Facebook. They're fun to look at, that's for sure. I'm going to make one announcement while I remember it here. For those of you that knew Dean Bass, who was a longtime member of the Bay City Club, he passed away just on February 20th, so just a couple of days ago. I sent an email out to everyone in the club about his passing. The information is to Gebhardt Funeral Home up in Bay City. There is going to be a visitation on Friday evening, and then the service will be short visitation on Saturday from 11 to 12, and then the service will begin at 12 at the church, which it's St. Paul something, basically next to the church that's next to Anderson Radio up on 84. So if you have any questions, if anybody's going to go either Friday night or Saturday, let me know. I plan to go on Saturday, at least for the short time there up until the service. I probably will not stay for the service, but I will go up. I've known Dean for a number of years, and I imagine quite a few of you have as well. So we might be able to meet all up there at least Friday or Saturday similar time, so we can visit with the family and also our fellow hams and that up there as well. So that's my announcements for this evening. We'll continue on to Jeff, KAKCI, followed by Mike, KF8EDQ. Good evening, Jeff.
Good evening, Ron. Appreciate it. Then good afternoon, evening to all. Nothing crazy. Like you say, we kind of did the spiel last night, but we spent time at the Livonia swap meet, and that was pretty good. Got a nice little tuner for my Zygu G90 and little amp I got, so I hooked her up, and she's definitely working out good, so that should work good for the old POTA setup, and I guess that's something we'll have to talk about at next meeting there. Mike, I know you said you were going to set up your little... wanted to set up a POTA, so we'll have to get together and just chew some fat and see what's going on and let you know what I did and what we're trying to do. So I know there's a lot of clubs in the area that they do go out and actually set up on POTAs and these stuff, so maybe we'll have to try some. So other than that, that's about it for me. We'll send her back to Net Control and back to Ron. KCI will be clear.
Okay, Jeff, Randy, if you do make it back in there, I will pause in between stations. Just jump in there and let me know if you're back on the air, if your radio's back working again. Said every time he keys up his mic, the radio will shut off. So if anybody's got any ideas for him, chime in on the conversation here. All right, next up on the list, KF8EDQ, Mike, standby NAKPR. Good evening, Mike.
Good evening, KC8YVF, Ron. This is KF8EDQ. It was KCI, yes. I would absolutely love to get together, and I want to tinker around with my Wolf River Coil antenna a little bit. I want to monkey with it, see if I can get it figured out maybe even use it out of my backyard, I don't know. But I think one of my next steps, I got a big, nice big spool of 12-gauge stranded wire so I can make radios and for my vertical and the Wolf River coils. And yeah, I want to monkey with it and see what I can do with it and see how it performs with the SWR anyway. And then finally get it out in the field. I think I might put together like a little, get one of those little cases. It's like a briefcase with, you can pick out the foam in it. Something I can take a power supply, or maybe not a power supply. I'll probably use one of my portable batteries. I have a Blue Eddy battery that I could probably use to run the radios. But something to transport the radios in would be nice. So I'll probably get that set up soon. In other news, I started work today. Got logged off around maybe 6 o'clock or so. Took a break around 4 to take a long walk with, I went and walked with Lori and my dogs. And then Lori accidentally locked herself out of her house, so I had to go over there, pick her up, drive her over to her son's work so she could get a spare key. So, and then, finally came back and worked a little bit more and logged off. But that's about how it went today. I don't have any real big appointments until Thursday, so I'll be sticking around the house for the next couple of days here and just monkeying around, I guess. So this is KFA-EDQ. I'll pass it back to KC-8YVF Net Control.
All right, Mike. Yeah, you guys do the POTA activation sometimes. We ought to try and do, as a club, if one of you guys go out and do, as I think Midland did, they did a POTA activation as one of the guys went out and set up, and a bunch of the club members went out to the park as well for support as far as that, and just for kind of a see what POTA does for people that are interested in it. That may not know exactly what they need to do or how they need to do it. That might be a good educational thing, is to say, hey, I'm going out on this date, anybody at this date and time, and do it as kind of a club function, I guess, or a ham function, to get some other people out to kind of learn as well. So think on that, guys. If you go do that, let us know. All right, this is KC8YVF for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. Do I have any additional check-ins for the net? Call now. Okay, we'll continue on down with N8KPR and standby KD8MMH. Good evening, Bob.
Good evening, Ron. Everybody else on the net. Not a whole lot going on today. Play POTA as usual. And, did bring the snowblower out. Had about 2 inches of snow on the driveway, and it's going to be cold out, and nobody was driving on it. So, well, we drove on it yesterday when we went to church, but got probably another inch on top of that. And I figured, I can use some exercise, go for a walk. I was on a treadmill for about half an hour. About half an hour this morning. And I says, well, let's go out and do the driveway. So went and did that and and brought my other snowblower out, the one with the rubber paddles on it, did my stone patio. I don't want to put any metal on there, so did that, cleaned that all off where the hot tub's at. Did that. Other than that, not a whole lot going on. Just packing for our trip this weekend, and make sure you got everything. And that's about it. I'll send it back to Net, N-A-K-P-R.
Yeah, Bob, looks like you got a bit of snow more than us. We've, at least up here in Saginaw Township, where I'm at, I got basically a dusting, had a light powder on the car, that only part of the car, and a little dusting on the lawn here and there. It didn't even cover anything. But I knew on the net last night, Minnie said she had about an inch and a half out at her house. That's why when I came up from the net, I took a look outside. I said, really, I don't have anything. So
just where you're at. And then I noticed this morning several of the Genesee County schools were closed this morning, too. So further south you went, the more snow you got. So at least up here where I'm at, didn't get hardly anything. All right, next up on the list, KD8MMH, standby, N8NTN. Good evening, Mike.
Hey, KC8YVF, this is KD8MMH. Good evening, Rock. Good evening, everyone on the net this evening. Yeah, like you said, just a dusting here also. We had a nice sunny day today, and it melted everything on the driveway and just had still a light coating on the truck is all. But other than that, first day in about 4 or 5 days that the Mackinac Bridge has not been closed due to falling ice. I know for quite a few days in a row there, the bridge was closed from falling ice. My friends in Freeland were supposed to go up Sunday, take their boy up to Michigan Tech, and with all the bridge closings and everything, decided to leave a day early and hope that it was open and get a motel across the bridge if it was not open, and they ended up getting over it just in time. It was open, and they got a place to stay in St. Ignace for the night, Saturday night, instead of leaving early Sunday morning. So, quick reminder, too, this Thursday, Aries training, 7 o'clock out at Harry Brown Airport. So, hope to see a bunch of guys out there at the Aries training on Thursday night. I think that's all I've got. I think this will be my only go-around, too, Ron, so you can check me out after this one. I'll say 7-3 to everyone. Hope everyone has a great week ahead. KD8MMH, back to net control.
Thanks, Mike, for checking in. And, yeah, actually, Aries training, and I have not heard back. I had planned to do down at 911. I had sent it to the interim director and our emergency manager and the general secretary for 911, and have not heard back from either one of the two 911 personnel. So at this point, it will be at Harry Brown Airport at 7 o'clock. If I do not hear back from any representative down at 911, we will be going over Skywarn. Just a refresher course from Skywarn. It's been a couple of years on that. We have a few new people that may not have checked into a Skywarn net and know exactly what should be reported, what the different condition levels are, and things like that. So we're going to just do kind of a general refresher. The plan was to do that down at the conference room at 911 and then go into the radio room and make sure that everything was up and operational. The computers were running up to date and things like that, so we would be ready for severe weather training. Also coming up here, you can check the National Weather Service page, but if I can bring it up on my phone here quick, I will give you the information. A couple of Skywarn opportunities coming up at March 5th, which is a Thursday. Midland County will be doing their in-person Skywarn training. If you are not able to make the one in Saginaw, which will be coming up in April, there is one coming up in Midland. It'll be at the Law Enforcement Center, and I believe that one's at 6 o'clock, but you can check the National Weather Service page. They have a link to all of their Weather Service Skywarn training opportunities across the state, at least for the White Lake office. And then for Saginaw, our Skywarn will be on Thursday, April 2nd. That will be at the Thomas Township Fire Station Number 1, which is off from Miller Road over there by the Meyer store. That will begin at 7 o'clock. So again, Saginaw's on the 2nd of April. Midlands will be coming up on the 5th of March. This is KC8YVF for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association. Next up on the list, N8NTN, Doug, followed by WADW.
Well, good evening to all. I was just going to make a suggestion. He was talking about getting the Wolf River rig, our antenna thing, put together. One of the things that I saw quite a number of years ago trying to figure out how to put all the parts for antennas and things like that in my camper. Trying to put them in the side compartments and things so they don't get all mangled up. There was a guy, he used a case for a archery bow, and I have used, I have a number of gun cases for shotguns, etc., and put the stuff in those, and that works out so nicely because it'll stuff right in places, and it comes out the right length to fit in the side compartments of the camper and that sort of thing. The one, gonna get a minute. Did I cover somebody up?
Negative, Doug. Go ahead.
Okay, because there's a timer on this radio, so it shuts itself there. Talk timer, anyway. We did do a POTA, or at least I attempted to, the one that Midland had up at a park up in the county of Midland, north of Midland. And I didn't know quite what to expect. I hadn't been to one. So Joe and I took a camper up. So I got hassled a little bit because I went in there with the biggest thing around, you know, the big long camper. But it was sure nice in the rain, though. Alrighty, back to net. And 8NTN.
Alright, Doug. Yeah, sometimes those come in handy. That's for sure. And that's why I said that might be a good club activity. If somebody was going to do that, let you know, the club know, and if somebody wants to show up and just kind of see what's going on. I have not been to one or participated in one out in the field. I've done a few photo contacts at home here whenever I get a chance to get on the radio, but that is something to be kind of interesting. Next up on the list, W8DW, and then we'll do another break. Go right ahead, Dave.
Okay, real good there, TCAYVF, W8DW. For me, it was a very, very good radio weekend. That's, this particular weekend was the ARRL DMS contest, CW, so I worked on it. Worked a little bit on Saturday and worked quite a bit on Sunday. We ended up with 246 contacts. I ended up with 71 countries. And quite a few countries, but that was a good thing. I just I came up just a little short of 100,000 points, so that's a good showing for me. I had a good time. It was actually a fun weekend. I got my log set in today, and what I went to, I went back and started to catch up on my contact log. I normally log HF contacts, and I started doing that when I got my extra class license. Let me buy a second here. I started doing that when I got my extra class license, and I did a little catching up today, and I've had my extra class license probably around 12 years, so right now just a few hundred contacts short of 18,000 contacts on it, so quite a few contacts over the period. Most of them are CW. That was one of the things I looked at. Most of my contacts are CW. Anyway, that was a lot of fun. I got my log set in today, the ERRL, so I'm ready for that. Anyway, back to there on KC8YVF, W8DW.
All right, Dave. Well, good job on the contest there. And I'm just looking at the ARRL calendar. I see the sideband portion of that will be coming up on March 7th and 8th. So I'm hoping to get in on that a little bit. That's a good contest to work on. Don't get anywhere near the contacts that you get because I don't sit down here that long to get that many contacts. And it's a lot harder on voice, as you know, to try and pick out some of those contacts, especially with just, you know, 100 watts and a wire antenna. It's a little bit harder to do, but it is still enjoyable, and that's one of the contests I like to try and get on and at least make, you know, try and get, you know, 50 contacts. That's always kind of my goal that I get. At 50 or better is a good
good number of count for me. This is Ron, KC8YVF, for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. Do we have any additional check-ins? Call now. Okay, we'll go back up to the top of the net with KD8PAZ. Stand by, K8KCI. Good evening again, Manny.
Well, good evening again, Ron. This is KD8PAZ. Well, not doing too much. Like I said, I only work on my puzzle during the daylight hours because if I try to do it at night with the lights on, it glares too much, so I can't see the pieces. So I'll be working on that again tomorrow. Don't have anything else to do, so I'll be working on it. Hopefully get it done by the weekend. My granddaughter's in-laws are supposed to come and pick up a chest freezer that I told them they could have because I no longer use it. So anyway, other than that, talk to everybody next week. This is KD8PAZ back to KC8YVF.
All right, Matty, thanks for checking in tonight. And for those that might be going out tomorrow, we are supposed to get some snow tomorrow after the evening commute, so later in the evening into Wednesday morning. For us, I guess only a trace to maybe 2 inches or 3 inches in some area, so nothing drastic like what they're getting out east. I know my wife has her sister that's out in Maryland, and I haven't got the total count. It was somewhere around 8 inches or something they got at their location, which normally doesn't get a lot. If they get a few inches over the winter, they're lucky, but they've had a couple of big storms for them out there. All right, next up on the list, KCI, stand by KF8EDQ. Good evening again, Jeff.
Hey, thanks, Ryan. We appreciate it. And no, that sounds like a good idea. I guess the biggest thing for a POTA activation is going to a park to do it. So I do know that the Wildlife Refuge is a POTA park, so we'll have to look around and see where else there might be close to where the club is, but that's right there on Curtis Road, and you can drive all the way through there. We just have to look and see when it opens up. I'm not sure in the winter if it's open, but I guess if we're still in the parking lot, it's still an activation, so we can get something set up, and yeah, I think that'd be good to just bring everybody, whatever you're using, bring it so everybody can see it, so that'd be something to try out. So we'll have to wait till she gets a little warmer, and we'll set that up. But I do pretty easy. I just have a Rubicol antenna, so it's pretty much just a 25-foot wire on a balum and four radios, and I hook it to a little kite, fiberglass kite pole, and stick her up and put her in the ground and tune her up, and that's pretty much what I've been using. And I got long or end fed also, but I kind of like the Rubicon because it's simple. So we'll definitely do that. And other than that, 73s, everybody, and we'll talk to you later. KCI, back to net control.
All right, Jeff. Yeah, like I said, when the weather breaks and that, it gets a little warmer where people can get out and enjoy the fresh air, that would be a good afternoon event, something to partake in. So this is KC8YVF for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. Do I have any additional check-ins? Call now. Okay, we'll continue on with KF8EDQ, standby N8KPR. Good evening again, Mike.
Good evening again, Ron. This is KF8EDQ. You know, I don't think I have too much to add. I think I already mentioned that I went for a long walk earlier, which was, it was kind of enjoyable. I enjoy stretching my legs every single day, but there was a breeze, and it was a little bit chilly today, so I had to wear gloves. And, but other than that, it wasn't too bad. It's good to hear everybody in here, and I'll say 7-3 for now, and we'll catch you, everybody, next week. This is KFA-EDQ, passing back to Net Control.
All right, Mike, thanks for checking in tonight, and we'll talk to you again hopefully next week. NAKPR, you're up next, followed by N8NPN. Good evening again, Bob.
Yes, Ron. Not much more to add. But I know another porta park that's in Saginaw County is Crow Island. It's sort of at my end of the county, north of me, closer to Bay City. I think it's still Saginaw County. I don't think it's Bay County. But it's a wildlife refuge, I believe. It's called Crow Island. And I met a, just on doing POTA, I met a ham. You know, I'd always catch him when he was on the air, you know, and get a hold of him and, as a contact. But his call was Kilo Oscar 4 Zulu Romeo X-ray. That's how he says it. So I just thought it was funny. And but he come into Frankenmuth, and I was going to go with him and activate the island. But as usual, it was on a weekend, and I'm like, okay, my weekends are, I'm gone every weekend during the summer, so I couldn't do it. But I did get to meet him anyways, and but he activated Crow Island, and that was kind of cool. But I wish I could have went with him, but like I said, my weekend's always so full. But with that said, yeah, we're getting a little bit more snow. Hopefully it's nothing. I just thank God it ain't like the East Coast. Oh, my God. Them people are getting swamped. But they'll get through it. Thanks for doing that, Ron. 73s, everybody. Have a great week. Back to Net Control. This is NAKPR.
All right, Bob. Yeah, I've heard, yeah, that was another one of the sites around the area as well. And I think Clayton... KEHCD has done a couple of activations, too, around the area. So, got a couple of guys here that are doing the POTA, and that's fun. It gives the rest of us that don't get out there or have a chance to at least try and get you guys and add to our POTA count as well. All right, next up on the list, N8NTN, standby WADW. Good evening again, Doug.
Yeah, good evening to all. One of the things I haven't not managed to track down yet, I got to find out how do you set up a, I'm on the board for the local township park, and I have permission from the board to do whatever I need to do to activate our township park out here, but I don't know the procedure yet. I've been meaning to go track it down, but I just haven't got that far yet, because I'd like to... Just, you know, it's not a big park, but it might be nice to do that, I thought. So I got to figure out how. And it NTN, back to that.
Yeah, Doug, I don't know what the requirements are, if there's a size that you got to have for the park or some sort of designation or whatever it might be. But, yeah, that's something to try and look into. And see exactly what it takes to get that designation as a park for that particular activity. All right, we're down to WADW, and then we'll take another break here. Go right ahead, Dave.
Okay, real good there, Ron. And, KCAYVFWADW, talk about Petty's situation with his radio cutting out. On the south, he has a power problem. Power supply... Could be a connection from radio to the power supply, but that's what it actually seems like. If the radio runs, and when he keeps it up, he's actually taking extra current onto the off from his power supply, and then it's probably cutting out. So that would be the first thing that I would look at is the connections between the radio and the power supply. Anyway, not a whole lot more to say here. They're saying a little snow. Luckily, the bad stuff that was sown in the Iowa and Nebraska and that, with the heavy winds and everything,
went south of us and went to New York and on the East Coast, and they can have it. That's I've watched the news a couple of times and seen the situation there. 8 inches of snow with 60-mile-an-hour winds, you got a problem, and that's what they have. I think Massachusetts, Boston area, that, Cape Cod, they were getting 60-mile-an-hour winds with that snow, so that's not a good thing. Anyway, all trees, everyone have a good one. Catch you down the log. KC8YVF, WADW.
All right, Dave. Yeah, he said when I talked to him, he had checked a few different things, and like I said, if he uses it about every 5 weeks, is about it. So it sits for a bit. So yeah, check the connections on it. Maybe, you know, unplug the mic, plug the mic back in, unhook the power supply connection to the radio, reconnect him, make sure everything's seated correctly, make sure that the power supply is not shutting off when he keys up the radio. Is it a power supply issue? Something, make sure the plug hadn't come loose from the back of the power supply unless it's one that's hardwired in. Mine are just one of those normal computer-type plugs that plugs into them. So, yeah, check all the connections. Make sure at least those are all solid, and then hopefully it's not into a radio issue, something like that. All right, let me take a break for a second. For me over the weekend, Saturday, did some odd projects around the house, and then daughter and son-in-law dropped the grandkids off. They had went out for lunch for themselves, get a chance away from the kids and to go run some errands and that's easier to do without dragging the kids along with them. So we had the grandkids. We drug them around. We took them out shopping. We had to go out to Meijer's and pick up some groceries. We stopped by Jack's. Ended up was going to go to Menards, but they and my daughter and son-in-law ended up with their getting back early, so we came back to the house, they picked them up, and then we headed to Menards, and I had to make another run out to Harbor Freight to pick up a couple of items. So Saturday was fairly busy. Sunday, got up early and watched the U.S.-Canadian hockey game. And boy, that was quite a nail-biter until the end there. And I read the reviews throughout the day online that the Canadians are not happy that they lost, that they were the better team and they should have won, and the coach was not happy with the way that they do the overtime with the 3-on-3. That's just not hockey, and they should do it like the NHL, but it's not the NHL. It's Olympic hockey, and they do it their way. So you play by the rules, and if you don't like it, well, you know, take your puck and go home, as the kids used to say. But they did prevail. That was good. There was one drastic missed call with too many men on the ice that should have been called, and that could have changed the way that the game was going at that time. But we did luck out. The first time that the U.S. has won a gold medal in hockey since 1980 in Lake Placid, with the U.S. over the Russians in the Miracle on Ice. So it's been a long time coming. And the women won the gold medal as well in women's hockey as well. After that, we had a dinner for my wife. Her birthday is tomorrow, but we got the family together to a dinner out at Texas Roadhouse. Had a good time out there. We had a really good waiter. He was having a lot of fun, had everybody at the table laughing, and had a good time. So it made for an enjoyable afternoon. So I like those kind of people. He was kind of an older guy, making ends meet, I guess, and just having a good time doing it. So that's the way. If you're going to have a job, have fun at it, I guess. All right. I'll make one more call here. Do we have any additional check-ins for the net? Call now. Do we have any rechecks or other comments for the net? Tonight, including myself, we had a total of 12 check-ins. At this time, the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association would like to thank all those who participated in tonight's net. This is Ron, Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot. This net is now closed and returning the frequency back to normal amateur use. 73, everyone, and have a great week. This is KC8YVF Clear.
22 hours. Clear. 17 degrees. Good evening. 23 hours. Clear. 17 degrees.
Yellow 3, Echo Hotel.